This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
With the weekend around the corner, we're going to be going behind the curtain and see what's on at Theatre on the Square. While Johannesburg's theatre scene, it's continuing to thrive, offering audiences everything from thought-provoking dramas, laugh-out-loud comedies, live music, family entertainment, and at the heart of it all is one of the city's most iconic intimate performance venues, and that's Theatre on the Square in Nelson Mandela Square. Joining us today, and I'm really, really happy about this, really going to bring back great memories. I welcome Daphne Kuhn, founder, owner, and artistic director of Theatre on Square. Now, for decades, Daphne has been a driving force behind South African theatre, also championing local talent and bringing world-class productions to audiences in Johannesburg. And today, we'll be taking a look at what's coming up on the Theatre of the Square stage and why live theatre remains such a special experience. Daphne, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us. Great to be chatting to you once again.
Gosh, great to hear you again, Michael. Thank you for having me.
No, wonderful to have you on board, Daphne. It's certainly bringing back a lot of memories when we used to chat about what's happening on theatre on the square. And of course, as I mentioned, you know, local talent and how that's doing in this day. Well, at this point in time in 2026, world-class productions. Let me not get carried away, Daphne. Thanks once again for joining us. Okay, so theatre on the square, it always has a diverse program. So what can audiences now look forward to in the upcoming season, and are there any productions you're particularly excited about? Let's start there.
Yes, well, you know, you rightfully said theatre is thriving in Johannesburg, and there's so much talent, and we are always so thrilled to be able to present and produce a variety of cultural fare, and certainly there's so much on here for theatre this weekend. It's the last week of a brilliant play called Constellations, an English play by Nick Payne with a superb cast, including Mark Eldekin and Mwenya Kabwe, and it's directed by Jay Pather, presented by How Now Brown Cow here at Theatre on the Square. It's a marvellous play that is deeply moving, but at the same time smart and funny, and it's about love and fate and the infinite possibilities of human connection. And this particular play is really not to be missed. It's had rave reviews. It takes audiences on an emotional journey through the complexities of relationships. It explores the fascinating world of quantum physics, and it is really something very special. I urge you, there are only a few more performances tonight, tomorrow, and two on Saturday, and one of the performances will be followed by a talk by Dignity South Africa. It's not about dying, but it's about relationships, and it does touch on that subject in a very smart and clever way. And then we're thrilled we have the St. David's Play Competition and Festival on Monday and Tuesday, and then we open with The Adventures of Thumbelina for the holidays for the children. A glorious and delightful young production for young people from the ages of about four upwards and their families. It's directed and choreographed by Lizzie Katz, who's so well known for her on-cue theater productions that she takes to schools. It's written by her and Kevin Turon, and it's really something fun-filled and delightful based on the Hans Christian Andersen story, and it runs from the 15th to the 21st of July. Then we have something more relevant, exploring the experiences of war, and it deals with geopolitical conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine and in Africa, and it's something just for a short run written. It's called Words and Nightmares by Sepimo Motsiri, something not to be missed. And then something very artistic, ethereal, directed by James Cunningham. It's a physical theatre piece called Once Upon a Teacup with the acclaimed international actress who's won many awards. She's formerly from South Africa. She lives in Sri Lanka at the moment, and that's Jessica Hayne, Once Upon a Teacup. And then I must also mention that we had such a success with the absolutely inimitable comedian Nick Rabinowitz. Of course, everybody adores okay. Nick Rabinowitz, and so do I. His show is called Mountain Dew, and we just a few weeks ago had a 3-week sold-out season with his show, and I'm luckily able to squeeze him back in for return season from the 24th of August. So that's very exciting. And even more exciting in a way is the return of a popular, by popular demand, of a beautiful play which won for us the best play of 2025 at this year's Naledi Awards. It's Sarajevo, written by Amy Komorowski, and it has a brilliant cast. It's directed by Thorsten Redekind. It's a powerful play set in Yugoslavia during that period. It's not to be missed. And so we have a really lovely variety. And of course, I should not leave out the fact that every Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. we have at 1 o'clock, we have a lunch hour, mainly classical music program. There's such a lovely variety of music and various genres. Some of them are jazz genres, but this week on Friday, it's a mezzo-soprano Megan Napier, accompanied on the piano by Annelien Ball, and the theme is French song and opera, with a lot of the music of my favorite composer, Erik Satie. And then next Friday is entitled Fabulous Flutes, Emerging Artists Initiative Partnership with the South African Flute Festival, showcasing a number of young, exciting flautists, together with Eugene Joubert on the piano and flautist Dr. Kurvis du Toit. So there's certainly lots in store for us here in our beautiful, intimate theatre here at the Nelson Mandela Square in Sandton.
Plenty to feast on for theatre-goers to the Nelson Mandela Square Theatre on Square, as you mentioned, Daphne. Looking at this upcoming lineup, which you've just outlined, so looking at the variety, how do you go about curating a program that appeals to such a wide range of audiences? Because there are niche, you could say there's niche markets, niche appeal involved here.
Absolutely. So there is a responsibility to give genuine theatre goers something really special. And that's why you can see there are a number of serious theatre pieces. That's balanced, of course, by the more commercial shows, such as the comedies with Nick Rabinowitz, Skulk, Besodenote that we've just had, coming up Gilly Apter a bit later, and Stuart Taylor, and some musicals. We're bringing back also the Kerry Howes, Amy Winehouse show. And then we also doing a beautiful new production of a production I did many years ago based on the book Tuesdays with Morrie that Alan Swerdlow will be directing with Michael Richard and his son Jeremy in the leading roles. So it is very conscious, curated in such a way that there is this variety, trying to draw new young audiences, and a very conscious for the development of our audiences, a young mix, and the music that we select also appeals on different levels of different people. And yes, that's the hardest part of putting and producing plays, is finding the right mix and the right people to target the right markets in order to keep theatre vibrant and alive, and of course make it possible to survive. It's a very hard business.
Sure.
But, you know, there has to be the commercial balance with the more serious to keep us floating.
You know, looking at this formula we've just touched on to Daphne, do you see an increase in theatre goers as a result of, you know, having to differentiate appeal to different audiences?
I think you're right, Michael. There definitely is an influx, and we have better audiences nowadays. Even since COVID, we have bigger audiences, a more balanced theatre lineup with a more balanced mix of people. And I think it's because we have a variety. And sadly, obviously, it would make it much more viable financially to have longer runs when you invest in a new play, because every play comes with an enormous cost, you can imagine. But we have shorter runs with more variety, and that does definitely bring a bigger audience. And we're quite happy now that we seem to have found that very good mix that seems to work to bring audiences to the theatre.
You know, carry on.
Theatre alive for the actors, obviously, to give them work, generate new work, and of course, give more opportunity, more variety for the audiences.
You know, looking at what theatre has to contend with in this day and age, I'm specifically relating to with so much entertainment available on streaming platforms, what is it, do you think, that keeps people coming back to theatre? What is it about a live performance that simply can't be replicated?
You're right. I think the joy of a live performance far outweighs sitting and watching in a cinema or even watching at home on Netflix or whatever it is. It's first of all a social occasion. Secondly, it's when you see something live, it's closer to one's heart. And as an audience, the audience reacts almost as one. There is that special magic that theatre seems to have that keeps theatre alive for people and continually seems to live on again. You know, we often think this is the end, there's so many digital options, but somehow the live performance is what people love and enjoy.
You know, for first-time theatre goers, Daphne, I mean, your objective is always to entice, you know, people into, you know, to the attraction of a theatre production. Now, if someone has never been to a live theatre production before, the upcoming shows which you have outlined for us, which of them would you recommend as the perfect introduction and why?
Look, I think it might be sensible to suggest coming to a comedy.
Okay.
Because, of course, when it's uplifting, everybody reacts together. It's fun. It's a lovely social event, and people stay after the show, or they chat together, have coffee or drinks, and it was an evening out. And once you've sort of enticed it into the of what audience for a comedy, they will start becoming hopefully more interested in something a little bit more thought-provoking. And the children, we find, encourage them to come and bring in schools to all our children's theatre productions. As you may remember, the Diary of the Wimpy Kid that I produced with Vicky Friedman, who was the director, was a huge success last year.
Yes, I remember we spoke about that.
Children's theatre production. That's sure. Right. It won the best theatre production. There were 30 kids involved. There were two cast, and it was a glorious children's theatre event. And of course, it brought many children to the theatre. And now they're coming to the workshops, to the Fame Academy workshops that Vicky offers. We have the showcase here. And the parents come along and they get interested in all the plays that are on. And it's in such a lovely, warm, nurturing environment here at the Nelson Mandela Square, Sandton City, surrounded by shops and hotels and restaurants. And it's a lovely day or evening out at the theatre. We have a lot more matinees nowadays to accommodate those who don't want to drive.
Indeed.
And that also brings people to the theatre.
Okay, so Daphne,
there's always a convivial atmosphere that draws people to.
Okay, so Daphne, as we begin to wrap up, sorry for cutting you short there. We do have a line that's breaking up here, and I thought you had concluded. But okay, so as we wrap up today's conversation, for anyone planning a night out, a day out, where can they find the full program, book tickets, and why is now the perfect time to experience live theatre? Let's wrap up on that note.
Yes, I think this is the time. It's winter, it's cold. We have so much talent, so much to do, so many thought-provoking and entertaining productions. And they must go onto our website, which is theatreonthesquare.co.za, or they can book on web tickets. I've got all the booking links. Go onto Facebook or Instagram, and all the booking links may be there. But on Facebook, Instagram, we also send out a lot, and it will pop up all the different shows online here at Theatre On.
Daphne, it's been a pleasure having you on board today's show, and thank you so much for joining us. It's been great chatting to you once again. Daphne Kuhn, founder, owner, and artistic director of Theatre on the Square, telling us what to expect there on Theatre on the Square this winter at Nelson Mandela Square. You can go to the website, theatreonsquare.co.za/upcomingshows.